Good morning, church. Welcome to this worship service on Transfiguration Sunday. We're so glad you're here. Polly and I would love to greet all of you, and especially any guests that we have today. We'll be over the door with the exit sign above following the service. Let me remind you that refreshments are available before and after our services. We're grateful for Otis and Winella and Tanya for all that they do. We thank you so very much. You may remember a while back, our lay leader for this service, Conley Simmons, was thinking and praying about God's call in his life to go to Bolivia. It was one that he did not take lightly, but when he responded to it and he went, he came back so glad that he took the time to listen and to watch and to pray. For God led him to Bolivia, and now today on this Bolivia, on this mission moment for today, Bolivian mission moment, we have our very own lay leader to give the report. Let's welcome him.
That's something, man. Thank you very much. I get to do something this year I've never done. I get to climb into a steel bird and spend most of my birthday in the air. That's going to be pretty amazing. On June the 26th, 17 of us, and Mark Zimmerman and I share the same birthday, so I won't be in misery alone. But we will be spending our birthdays in a steel bird crossing the equator. I've never done that. I've crossed the equator twice now, but never on my birthday. And then we will spend our country's birthday in a foreign land. And the reason we do that is for something far more important. 1 Peter 4:10 states, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." I have to thank Elena Bluebaum for preparing our mission moment text for today. She said, "Take this and use it, and it's to guide you." But I want to go ahead and read most of it because it's a high schooler's words. It's someone who has gone, one of the youth of our church, who's gone to a foreign land, put themselves at emotional, intellectual, even physical risk from time to time. And if you know Elena, she is intrepid, if nothing else. We were each given special talents and qualities by God. And on this June, 17 of us, youth and adults from First Carry, will take those talents to serve people in Bolivia, 3,320 miles away. Bolivia is a landlocked country in South America. You won't find any Olympic athletes this week from the country of Bolivia. There's a few in the summer, but not this week. Bolivia is just a little bit bigger than Texas. There's a population of 10 million people. The capital is La Paz, the highest capital in the world. The capital's at 11,009, but we land at 13,600 feet, over 2 miles up, in some very thin air when we get there. We will be serving the city of El Alto in a place called the Altiplano, which surrounds La Paz on a high plain. Bolivia's geographical and political past has caused them to become one of the poorest countries in the world. Malnutrition, domestic abuse, chronic illness. That's the reality of the day for children and women and men who live there. They don't have very much access for support systems and for community involvement. Fortunately, it has the potential to improve the quality of life through an organization that we partner with when we get there, the Consejo de Salud Rural Andino, CSRA. It's an NGO, non-governmental organization, that's worked in Bolivian public health for about 25 years. It is my honor to call Dr. Irma Condori, a personal friend, after being just with her for just 2 weeks, and the people of the CSRA asked me, "Oh, you work at Red Hat. Let me show you my code for writing this amazing database that tracks children who have tuberculosis." And I look at the code and go, "That's not the miracle. The miracle is not that you use open source code. The miracle is that you open your hearts and go find children and women." The CSRA contributes to the community's health by partnering with other local authorities, with orphanages. We visited an orphanage last year. And all of our kids held their kids, kids who will never be adopted, kids who have special needs, some of them. And I held in my arms a 15-year-old boy who is severely autistic. We shared a moment on a pavement outside the orphanage, where he looked at the cast that I had broken my arm, if you remember last year, right? Second surgery. And that's what inspired the very first trip. And I wondered to God, why did I break my arm? Why was all this about? And this autistic 15-year-old boy who could not do his attention span, couldn't focus on anything, anyone around him. But when he looked at this thing covering my arm, he just wanted to know why I had an Iron Man arm. And he just held on to me. And then he started pinching it to see if it was real and it would hurt me. And of course I said, ow, even though it didn't. And then he hugged me as if he had somehow caused me pain. And the only pain I was feeling was knowing that he would be there forever. And when he turned into an adult, he may be released to the streets of El Alto. Through the generosity of First Carry, we provide resources to assist the CSRA in their mission to improve the health and quality of life for Bolivians. For the past 10 years, we've gone to schools and orphanages. We've gone to youth centers. We've done plumbing. We've dug up old septic tanks, which is, by the way, I don't advise it. We have done plumbing. We have removed lots of broken glass, roofs, walls. We've done it all. It's like ASP, just someplace where you can't speak the language. And speaking of that, I've watched young adults who are in this church, who have this sort of ambling way through life, go to a foreign country, Skylar McGoy, Nick Castro, Ricky Garcia, and they become our interpreters, and they become our window into a different world. And I've watched these young people become adults on the spot because they translate between the mayor and us. They translate between the chief of the sector and us, and they don't shy away from this. And that's what we do. We build culture there, and we build people who come from here to be missionaries. So as we prepare for our 12th trip, we're getting ready to leave. There's a way you can help. I would ask for your help, and we'll help you in return. One of those ways is there are some coupons that you guys will see around the church. Hey, guys back there, how are you? There are coupons that you see around the church, and on Thursday, March the 8th, everything you purchase at City Barbecue, we get 25% of it. So treat yourselves, treat others, and help us. And the most delicious thing you can do today is get one of these. Now, you've seen these out there on the table, I'm sure, when you walked in. They're filled with M&Ms, but they perfectly hold a stack of quarters. So if you happen to take one of these home and you eat all the M&Ms, your parents' permission, of course, then you can take your piggy bank, or you can ask your moms and dads and grandma and grandpa and neighbors and friends for a couple of quarters, and you can stack them up. Now, for you grown-ups, I will tell you, this holds perfectly a rolled-up $100 bill just as well as it holds a stack of quarters. That's my appeal. That's my annual request of you. You've all done so much. We're building a new building. You have so many different places that you could support your money. But if in any way my impassioned words today, because I am passionate about the people, Olivia, if these words have inspired you, we ask you, join us. Help us. Come with us, even if it's in your name only. There are plaques on four different places in Bolivia, bronze plaques that mention this church by name. And I stand in front of the plaque on the other side of the equator at 13,600 feet, hardly able to breathe. Don't try the stairs. And I marvel that our footprint, our reach, the cross of Jesus Christ in its shadow has reached to the other side of the top of the world. I've been privileged to be one of your missionaries. I really should be standing up here thanking you, but I'm also asking for